Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So there is a poet from Australia who goes by the pen name Renata Suzuki. She's never written under her real name, never published her picture. She doesn't have any contact information online, right? She really wants to hide who she is. According to her Facebook page, she uses a pen name because, quote, "I write things that are deeply personal. I could never have been so brutally honest if I had written under my real name." In her debut poetry book called The Longest Night, published in 2018, she had a poem called She Wears It Well. And it goes like this. She wears it so beautifully, doesn't she? Her pain. Always smiling, always positive, always happy to help. It's like a garment, perfectly tailored to fit the way she carries it. With a touch of grace and the quietness of that sad smile. Also, you'd never know how heavy it really was. Maybe Renata is talking about herself here, hiding her pain behind a pen name. Or maybe she's talking about you. Do you have a pain that very few people know about? A past regret? A broken heart that never healed? A grief that you just can't let go? Or maybe it's the imposter syndrome, where you feel like you have no clue what you're doing, and you're just waiting for someone to see you as a fraud. Maybe it's that overwhelming sense of responsibility, which says that if you don't get it done, then no one else is going to do it. Maybe it's all of the burdens and expectations that have been put on your shoulders, whether by others or by yourself. Whatever it is, I imagine we all carry around some kind of pain. Some secret that we try to hide from others. And many of us can hide it behind our smiles and our willingness to help. Or we hide it behind pen names or avatars or screen names. We can say, "Oh, I'm doing fine, thanks." But some people can't do that. There are some people whose pain cannot be so easily hidden. They have a heavy baggage that's out there for all the world to see. Do you know someone like this? Do you know someone who's dealing with things that would simply be too much for you? Do you know someone where you think, "Phew, I'm glad that's not my life"? Well, one day, a woman with a burden entered the synagogue where Jesus was teaching. Now, at first, the day was going just fine. All the good, observant Jews were there, dressed in their Sabbath best. Everyone sat in the same seat they always sat in. They listened to the rabbi talk about Scripture. And maybe when they were done, they'd get a good meal, take a nap, and then just relax. Because that's what the Sabbath was for, right? Well, but then this woman came in. And maybe she'd been there before. Maybe everyone else in the room knew her. Maybe she was dressed in her best clothes, and she greeted them with a warm smile. She brought donations to help others in the neighborhood. She volunteered for lots of activities. She gave a lot of money. She was known as one of the most active people there. Or maybe she was just a familiar face in the crowd. She didn't do a whole lot or sign up for much, but she was usually around. Everyone else in the room recognized her, but they just didn't know her that well. They knew her name or knew her face, or then again, maybe not. Right? One person in the crowd might have secretly whispered to another, I know I've seen her before, but what's her name? I'm too embarrassed to go up and ask her. So people saw her, but they didn't really know her. Or maybe she just came into the room as quietly as possible. She didn't have the energy to hide her pain behind a fake smile anymore. She was just trying to make it through one more day. And she felt lucky that she even made it to the synagogue that day. She was looking for some comfort and some hope. But instead, what she found was a group of people who swarmed on her like she was fresh meat. Or maybe they didn't pay any attention to her at all. One of the regulars handed her some papers and told her to find a seat, but hopefully not where somebody else usually sat. That was all the welcome she got. Well, whoever this woman was, she was there on that Sabbath day, and she couldn't stand up straight. Now, maybe that meant her spine was bent, but I kind of wonder if there was more to it. Maybe she couldn't stand up straight under all of the pressure she was feeling. Maybe she couldn't carry the weight of all those responsibilities on her shoulder. Maybe she couldn't stand tall under all of the pain and secrets she was carrying. And maybe she wore it well. Or maybe she didn't. Even though she was well known to others in the room, or even though she was a familiar face in the crowd, or even though she was a newcomer that day, she still felt like no one really saw her. Like Renata Suzuki, she couldn't be herself and be brutally honest about what she was going through, because other people would judge her. They didn't want to see her weakness, and honestly, she didn't really want to show it. Yes, they talked about helping others, but she wondered if they really meant it. But on that day, there was one who did see her, who didn't judge her, and who really did want to help her. Jesus. He not only saw her, but he saw how she was bent over. He saw all of those burdens and expectations that she was carrying. He saw the weight on her shoulders and the weight on her heart. He saw what she was trying so hard to hide. Now, she didn't ask Jesus to see her. She was just trying to blend into the crowd like normal. She was just trying to go along with the status quo. But Jesus couldn't help but notice that she was in pain. And so he called her. He drew attention to her, which made the others in the room actually stop and look at her. And maybe it made them a little uncomfortable. Maybe it made her a little uncomfortable. With all of those eyes on her, she felt naked and exposed. She could feel their judgment, their disrespect, their pity, or maybe even their surprise. And then, right there in front of everyone, Jesus said to her, "Woman," which was a sign of respect, like saying, "Ma'am," "woman, you are set free from your ailment." He put his hands on her, and immediately she stood up and began praising God.
All of those
fears and failures and frustrations just melted off her back and slid down, crashing to the floor. She stood up nice and tall, and the world looked completely different to her. And she looked completely different to the world. And you would think that the others in the room would celebrate with her. You would think that they would rejoice when one member rejoices. You would think they would be thrilled that she was healed. But they weren't. Instead, they criticized Jesus for going off script. They said he shouldn't have done that. They said that's not what the Sabbath is for. They said if he's going to do that sort of thing, then they'll go synagogue shopping and they won't be back. If Jesus wants to heal people, then he should heal them on some other day of the week. He should not make his ministry inconvenient for them. This woman's waited all this time, so what's one more day? But Jesus wouldn't have any of that. "You hypocrites," he said. "Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" Or in other words, if not now, then when? When will you help her? If she has to wait until it's more convenient for you, then you'll never do it, will you? These people were so focused on keeping the Sabbath that they completely forgot the point of keeping the Sabbath. The Sabbath is not just a day of not working. It's about rest. And there's a difference. It's not just a vacation day to put your feet up. Instead, it's a day to remember that your work, your burdens, your responsibilities, your secrets, your past, your pain, all of those things do not define you. Right, when God rested on the seventh day of creation, it was not because God was tired. It was because God was more than the work that God did. In the same way, when the people of Israel left Egypt and were no longer slaves, they were given the promise of Sabbath rest. They were told that their work did not define them. They were not just cogs in a machine. They were not just as good as the bricks they made. They were not just working for the man called Pharaoh. No, they were defined by God. Just like this woman. And just like you. Right, today, as you carry that secret pain inside you, as you do your best to wear it well, or maybe not so well, please remember this promise. Those things do not define you. Yes, you are called to work hard. But you are so much more than a job description or the expectations of others. You are so much more than what you make or what you do. You are so much more than what they think you should be. Those things and those people do not define you. Your pain, your pressure, your present circumstances, they do not define you. Instead, Jesus defines you. He says to you, woman, man, you are set free from your ailment. Relax. Stand tall. Feel those burdens just slide off your back and crash on the floor. And hear this word. The person next to you, in the pew, in your home, in the store, wherever, that person carries a secret burden too. It's a burden that sometimes we don't even know about because they wear it so well. Or maybe they don't. Also, it's a burden that sometimes we make even heavier for them. But that person is not defined by what's placed upon them either. They are defined by Jesus too. And because of that, this woman stood up straight and praised God. Jesus saw her for who she really was. And Jesus sees you for who you really are too. There is no need to hide behind pen names or fake smiles when it comes to Jesus. Because he sees you and he sets you free. So now come and join this woman in praising God. Stand up, rejoice, and sing. You have been set free. In the name of the one who gives us our identity, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.